The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Hello, once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today. This is Friday, July 19th, day two for two tournaments, actually, for PGA Tour players. Of course, the biggie is the final major of the year, the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. We'll talk about that, what's going on with Tiger. Jordan Spieth had a great day so far today. A lot of guys still out on the golf course. 6 hours ahead, 5 hours ahead, depending on your time zone. 7 hours ahead for people out west a little bit more. So a lot of guys already finished their round as we're coming to you, but some still being played out there at the Royal Portrush Golf Links in Royal Portrush, Northern Ireland. First time in almost 60 years that they've played at this golf course for the Open Championship. And then we also have the Barbasol Championship for those that are not playing at the Open Championship. A very good field at the Barbasol Championship, and guys are going for a lot of money, some FedEx Cup points, and a lot of other things happening there. Sebastian Munoz, as we speak, along with JT Poston, have the lead at the Barbasol Championship. Men also, who's right there in Kentucky, where this tournament is being played at Keene Trace in Nicholasville, Kentucky, just outside of Lexington, as our man Frank Bassett on the road again. Frank, how you doing? How's everything in Kentucky?
It's great in Kentucky, and it's good to be on the road. It's good to be up in Kentucky. It's beautiful country. This is, Paris, Kentucky, Lexington. This is horse country.
Yes.
And this is what God would have done if he'd had money. Trust me. It's beautiful up here. The horse farms are gorgeous. And we are, by the way, being hosted this week at the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. They are our host, Colin Gooch,
nice,
who is the director of golf here, and Craig Sundell, who is the general manager, invited us, and after hours and hours of begging, they invited us, and we're staying here. This is a gorgeous resort. I haven't played here in 20 years. Hadn't been back to this resort in 20 years. And just right down the street from Lexmark, the headquarters of Lexmark Printers, whatever, is right here.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah, we're having a great time.
How far from Nashville are you?
About 3.5 hour drive. That's it. You go straight up past Kenny Perry's place. You leave Nashville, go north on 65. You jump off at Elizabethtown, Kentucky, on the Bluegrass Parkway, and just tool right through the rolling hills of Kentucky. It's gorgeous, man. It is so pretty. And
As we like to say, this is an alternative to the major when there's a WGC or majors or other things. Some players qualify for those, some don't, and the ones that don't play in the alternative tournament, which is the Barbasol tournament this week. We mentioned who is playing well at Barbasol. We'll talk more about that, and you have some guests coming up later on the show, too, to talk more about what's happening there at the tournament and with Barbasol in general. But the Open Championship, the British Open, if you will, being played right now, as I said earlier, some guys already finished, others still out on the golf course. J.B. Holmes and Shane Lowry have the lead right now. J.B. finished with a 68 today, a 3-under 68. He's at 8-under, and Shane Lowry out on the course right now, and he's only on the sixth hole, so he still has a lot of golf to play. He is also at 8-under. Tommy Fleetwood finished with a 67 at 7-under. Lee Westwood, he still be in the mix for his major that he's never been able to get yet? We'll see. He's at 7-under, so he's only one back. And I also mentioned that Dallas's and the U.S. very own Jordan Spieth had a very good second round. He shot a 4-under 67. He got it at one point to 6-under, but fell back, finished at 5-under, and that's where he stands right now. Brooks Koepka also at 5-under. So a really jammed up and impressive leaderboard at the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. You got a TV there, Frank? You've been able to, while you're watching Barbasol, you've been able to watch a little bit of the Open?
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah. The TVs are going here. We're in the 19th hole. Imagine that.
Wow,
we're in the 19th hole. It's beautiful. All this bourbon, Kentucky bourbon, is all around me.
They make that there in Kentucky, do they?
They do.
I didn't know that.
They do, yeah. No, we were watching the Open. We're watching the Barbasol. We'll be at the Barbasol. We were there yesterday. Had a chance to catch up with our good friend Boo Weekly. He and I reminisced about Las Vegas when we were all out there together a few years ago, and had a lot of fun. But, I'm having a good time, really. The tournament yesterday, the golf course, the Barbasol, Tom Murray, the Barbasol family, they're all just so nice and so gracious. Yeah. And the golf course is a test. The back nine is a lot of rolling hills. Much like, you know, people go to Augusta and say, my God, I didn't realize the topography. Same thing here. There are a lot of rolling hills on this golf course. So it's a tough walk. And in 95-degree weather this week and next week at the WGC in Memphis, probably 95 to 98 with the same humidity, it's going to take it out of these guys the next two weeks. So we'll be there this afternoon. To long story short, we'll be back out there this afternoon.
Are you clean-shaven, Frank, while you're there?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I'm Barbasol'd up, baby.
I bet you got all the equipment you need right there.
Got it all, yeah. I'm going to bring home a whole bunch of Barbasol. Christmas gifts for everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Guess what you're getting this year? Barbasol.
Hey, let's talk about something that occurred yesterday. We've got to address it. He's a friend of ours. Been a friend of mine for a long time. Jacksonville guy. Used to see him at TPC Sawgrass all the time, and that's David Duval.
Yes.
His British Open nightmare.
it's like a Netflix series.
Yeah, the Open champion. It's brutal. What happened?
Portrush.
He's two under through four holes, and the carnage begins.
Yes.
I mean, it just, he takes a
quad. I was telling you earlier that I didn't know, he finished with a 14. There was a bit of a, they thought it was a 15. It could have been a 13. I guess the calculators were a little bit bogged down there trying to figure out exactly what he did. And I didn't know because they didn't have the cameras on him to see exactly what he did. But when you see that score that he got a 14 on one hole, you're thinking, oh, my God, he hit three balls out of bounds. There certainly, other than ocean, isn't water or anything. But so he did something like that. Well, what actually happened was he hit the wrong ball. He played the wrong ball off of his second shot. His tee shot got kind of lost. He had a marshal. He actually hit a provisional. And a marshal said, here's your ball. He looked, and he didn't look close enough because it was a Titleist 2, but it wasn't his. And he then finished the hole playing the wrong ball. Figured that out. And here's where sportsmanship comes in. If it's me, Frank, I'm picking that ball up out of the cup. I'm going, wrong ball. It's in my pocket. Let's go to the next tee. Nobody knows. He said, you know what? I played the wrong ball. He then had to replay the entire hole and take stroke penalties for hitting the wrong ball the times he did. So that's how it added up to 14. Crazy.
The 9-over par score tied for the second highest score in Open Championship history with Murdoch's 14 at Pestwick's first hole in 1925. And one shot short of Herman Tissey's 15 at Troon in 1950. So you know when he sits down on the set of Golf Central, when Brandel Chambly is sitting next to him, it's not going to be a pretty sight. It's going to be brutal. And guess what, by the way? Joining me right now is our good friend who has been on the show a bunch, Mr. Matthew Lawrence.
Hi, Frank.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
It's good to see you again. We just saw you last week. You and I played together.
I know.
Over
it's a little. It's too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too heavy.
Twice in a week is way too much.
Matthew Lawrence has Backspin Golf here in Lexington, Kentucky on the ESPN.
Sports Radio 1392.5.
There it is. And he also hosts the Afternoon Drive Time show with his good friend Mikey. Matthew and Mikey.
Correct.
That's on the same station.
Yes, it is, from 4 to 7 every day. Yeah. It's too, you know, just saying it, it's too much.
No.
Yeah, it's too much. I got to talk to them. I'm not getting paid enough. Excuse me?
And you're live at the tournament. I saw you yesterday out there. You're doing your show right there by scoring in the men's locker room.
Yep. Now, that sounds weird.
I know that is.
We are at the crossroads of, really, they're out at the men's locker room.
You're right inside the showers.
Hey,
yeah, great. Yeah.
We're right from stall number three in the men's locker room live. Don't flush that.
All right. We are at the crossroads, as I like to call it, of the ninth green and the 10th tee, right where, so we're in the perfect position. We have all the pros and their caddies and people walking, following them, going right past us every day, and it's great.
Now,
it's
you're
great.
Doing a special edition of Backspin Golf the next 2 days?
Saturday and Sunday. Tomorrow and Sunday from 4 to 6.
4 to 6, live out there.
And kind of wrapping up the Open Championship, which we're carrying on ESPN Sports Radio, which is great. And I'll wrap that up, and then we'll Saturday and Sunday I'll wrap up what's going on at the Barbasol Championship.
Well, what we need to do, Tim, I think Matthew and I will start a GoFundMe page for the players on the tour who have beards because they can get free razors and free free shaving cream. We could have a clean-shaven PGA Tour.
one of the perks that people don't even think about when you get that tour card.
Hey, you know, that's true. I never thought of that, really.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, there are Barbasol cans everywhere. All over the golf course,
yeah,
including how big, 15 foot high can of Barbasol right there at the
Frank,
when you walk in.
Are they tee markers too?
Yes, they are. And actually, they're really cool. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Hey, by the way, before we lose you, Tim, I know you have some. You're going to be bowing out, going to a round of golf today.
Yes.
You'll be playing with one of Matthew's good friends. Matthew, of course, is a very very accomplished actor of stage, screen, and television.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his buddies was in a famous movie that you'll be playing golf with today.
Who's that?
Is that right? I'll be playing with Burton Gilliam.
No way.
No way.
No way. Here's what I want you to do.
Okay. Uh-oh. Here we go.
Here's what I want you to do.
When you tell me taking out money?
No, this has nothing to do with money. I have no money and Bubba has plenty. So,
I haven't seen any of it.
when you see him, when you first see him, walk up to him, give him a big hug, and say, "That's from Matthew Lawrence."
Okay, I can do that.
He is one of my favorite people on the planet, bar none.
He and Tim play together all the time.
They're love Bubba.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy.
Yes, he is.
He is America's guest.
America's guest.
Well, I've been America's guest 200 times in my career, too. So, I know what that's about.
Bubba, as Matthew calls him, Burton Gilliam, by the way, if you don't know who he is, you're just
Google him. And once you see his face, you'll know exactly who he is.
Once you see those squinty little eyes, you'll know who we're talking about.
And that big smile. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And he
was
great.
A fireman in Dallas, Texas.
No, I know.
That's right.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Blazing Saddles is for people out there thinking about if they think they know who he is. But he was Lyle in Blazing Saddles. I think he had the first lines in the movie, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But anyway, you'll know him with the red shirt and the black cowboy vest and black hat and whatnot. But anyway, we're going to be playing today a new course, or a course that had been closed for a while because it lost their greens, reopening. We're excited because it's one of our favorite golf courses, Stevens Park in Dallas, and it's kind of a virgin golf course here. It hasn't been played on for over 3 months, almost 4 months actually. So it's going to be kind of exciting. And Burton was available, which is rare for him that he wasn't playing in somebody's celebrity, charity, give me a free bag kind of thing.
You know, so, Tim, it's funny because here in Lexington, I moved here 11 years ago, but I just played in my 33rd children's charity golf tournament here. It was the 39th year. No, Frank, they don't want you. I'm just saying.
I played once and I've never been invited back.
And so, what's your point?
Yeah,
here you go.
You're kind of used to that.
I played with Coach Hugh Durham and Artis Gilmore in my group that year.
Two of the great guys.
That's the first time I met you. That was 20 years ago.
Anyway, Bubba has been to this tournament for years and years, and he was not here this year. And you might want to ask him why, because I'm pretty upset with him that he wasn't here in June.
I will ask him. He's been upset with his game. He says he's gotten it back in order. He gets very frustrated, but he's 82 years old.
You know what? You know? Who cares?
So he's
frustrated with his game. Yeah. I saw him play 30 years ago. He sucked. I mean, what, all of a sudden, because he's old, it's like nobody cares.
Know.
We just wanted to see Bubba.
He's cool.
Anyway.
But so are you, Matthew Lawrence.
He's doing good, yeah. So I will tell him. I will definitely tell him that you said hi.
Great.
And he'll have some stories to tell, some songs to sing.
Yep.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. So we're really looking forward to it. And by the way, Frank, I'm excited that you guys are playing at this golf course. And I actually did know about it. It's Keene Trace. Right? Is that the golf course?
It's Champions at Keene Trace.
Right.
There are two golf courses under the umbrella of Keene's Run. There's Champions and there's Keene Trace. And the Barbasol is at Champions, which is, as I said, I played it on Wednesday morning, and it is a hard, even though they killed it yesterday.
They did kill it.
It's a really difficult, and the courses, they have done an amazing job with that golf course.
Now, who did you play with in the Pro-Am, Matthew? You played with two different pros.
I had the best day. Well, we played nine holes with Brian Stewart, And then we played nine holes with a young guy named Sebastian Munoz, who, by the way, is tied for third, I believe, or something. He shot 7 under yesterday. And
he's 10 under right now.
Well, he's 10 under right under now in the lead.
Oh, that's – I hadn't looked. Yeah, him.
It's all because of you.
Well, he and his caddy, Mateo, I had more fun with these two guys, and I actually got to see them yesterday when they were walking past. They had played nine holes. He was 3 under after nine. I'm telling you, I've played in a lot of pro-ams. I have never had more fun than I did on those nine holes with those two guys. And Tim, this guy, Sebastian Munoz, he's 25, I think. He went to North Texas. He graduated in 2015, got his web.com card, played for a year, played on the tour for a year, back to the web.com last year, and now back on the PGA Tour. And he is this is a name you are going to – he had a 368-yard drive on Wednesday morning.
Tim, do you know him?
I know the name. Yeah, I knew he went to North Texas. North Texas actually has a very good golf program.
Yeah.
And they've tapped into the Spaniards, the Mexican golfers. They've got a really international kind of
He's from Colombia.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the country, not the school. He's from Colombia.
Colombia's in New York.
Yes.
You know, listen, his 2019 results at the AT&T Byron Nelson, he tied for 10th. Sony Open in Hawaii, he tied for 10th. The RBC Canadian Open, he tied for 11th.
Yes.
Two top 10 finishes this year.
Yes.
He's 129 in the FedEx Cup ranking, but he has two international victories.
And here's the thing, Tim and Frank. You know, an event like the Barbasol is – we all know the Open's going on. These are the sister tournaments, if you will, for guys that don't get in to play at Portrush. Well, not only are there a lot of names that, you know, we know about. Davis Love played here last year. Jason Duffner's here this week. John Daly. Troy Merritt, who, you know, obviously won the tournament last year.
Boo
Weekly's here. J.J. Henry's here. But
Bill Haas.
There are a bunch of guys like Sebastian Munoz, who people may not know, or Brian Stewart, who's a little bit older. He won the Zurich Classic in 2016. So, and I've heard of Brian. I checked his stats when I got through with the nine holes playing with him, his stats this year. Oh, he's 77th in FedEx Cup points. He's won $1.3 million so far this year. He tied for fifth at the Rocket Mortgage. And at the 3M, he was tied for eighth or something. I mean, these guys are – it's a joke. And Sebastian is a name you are going to hear about. He hits it a long way, and he's one of the best putters I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. So I had an answer to your question a long-winded way.
That's okay.
I just had a great time with these guys on Wednesday morning.
By the way, David Toms is here too.
David Toms is here.
He can go back to LSU as far as I'm concerned, but I went to Ole Miss, remember?
Yeah, I do remember.
No, David's a great guy. David's a great guy. Garagus is here. Robert Garagus.
Right. I mean, no, there are some big names. And like I say, even if you don't know who they are, these guys are the best in the world.
Yes.
Period. They're the best in
Jonathan
the world.
Jonathan Vegas?
Right. Yeah.
Trey Mullinax, John Rollins, Brian Gaze.
Jonathan
that just tells
Bird,
you how,
too.
It tells you how Harris deep English? The PGA Tour is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
These are the guys who, for various reasons, didn't qualify for a major championship, and they can still, any day of the week, as you saw yesterday, put up a 62-63 on a very challenging golf course. That's how deep the PGA Tour is.
Yes.
We forget Sam Saunders is here also playing. And one of my favorite people out there, Martin Piller.
He's fantastic.
He's a great guy.
His wife is one of my favorites.
The commercials that they do are so hilarious.
She's one of my favorite LPGA golfers.
She's a sweetheart.
Yes.
Really a sweetheart on the
LPGA. Don't they have a Barbasol commercial or a product of Barbasol?
I believe they do.
Yes, they do.
I think he shot 3 under yesterday, right?
Yeah. By the way, there's a guy named John that rides in a golf cart that's here.
Yeah, he's
he mentioned John Daly. He mentioned Daly.
Yeah.
Oh, you did mention Daly. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
Tommy Gainey, Steve Flesh is here.
I listen to you.
Thank you, Matthew. Frank has never listened to me.
Yeah.
Danny Lee's here. I mean, this is a great field.
I'll tell you something. Danny Lee, last year before the Pro-Am, now people have heard of Danny Lee.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was standing, I was hitting balls on the range next to Danny Lee last year before the Pro-Am. Well, I don't like to compare myself to too many people. He reminds me a lot of myself in that we're humans. Other yeah, than that, in that we both stand upright.
There's a punchline coming.
Yeah, there is. But I watched him hit balls. That's the thing. When you stand, we watch on TV, but when you're 5 feet away from Sebastian Munoz or Danny Lee or these guys, and you watch them hit a golf ball, it's a remarkable thing. Sebastian's not a big guy. Mm-mm. I mean, and Danny Lee, and you watch their swing and how they hit the ball, and they're the best in the world.
Well, it's just the young lady we played with in the Pro-Am for the Symmetric.
Leona McGuire.
Last week.
Right.
Number three on the money list.
Right.
And she pured every shot.
Yeah,
the weakest part of her game, I think, is putting.
Yes.
But, yeah. But boy, she could pure it. I mean, she's a great ball striker.
Yep.
So anyway, that's
Frank.
That's what
we're going to take a break because I got to hit the road.
What you and Burton are going? You and Bubba. Right?
I got to hit the road because I have to go.
I got to go play golf.
Bubba.
Yeah, okay.
Not like you guys are going to be playing probably anywhere.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be sitting out in 100 degree heat doing radio. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
today.
These headsets are brutal outside.
Yes,
they get really hot.
So, okay,
but I'll be
I'll
over
cry
there
for you.
I'll be in the Barbasol hospitality tent.
I know you
waving
will.
At you.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Because I don't have to. Well, I have to do some interviews.
Yeah, whatever
for the tour. But
yeah,
whatever. But that's about it.
Okay.
Do they have like cocktail glasses, Frank, made out of Barbasol cans?
No, but they have styrofoam, one of my favorite. You know, I picked up my pattern early on. I had my grandmother's styrofoam pattern.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, by the way, a lot of secret golfers, the secretgolf.com crew, are out there, too. JT Poston is tied for the lead at 10. He tees off at 250.
Yeah, he only had 11 birdies yesterday. I don't know. He made a bogey, too. Yeah. What the heck is that
Where'd
about?
Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
That was
I've had 11 birdies in my life.
Yeah,
I can relate
in your lifetime. Yeah, not in one round. Yeah.
Please give Bubba a big hug for me, Tim.
I will do it. I will definitely do it, and I'll give him a big kiss for you, Frank.
Okay.
So a hug and a kiss.
Take a picture for us to Matthew and Frank, and send it to me, and I'll forward it to Matthew.
Okay. Yeah.
Great.
I'm not gonna picture for it.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, I'll take a picture. Thank you, Matthew, for being with us. Thanks, Frank. And I know you got more show coming your way, so let's take a quick break here. Be a lot more with Matthew and Frank and whoever else Frank pulls in off the golf course.
That's exactly right.
A lot of good stuff still to come. Thanks again, Matthew. We appreciate it. Thanks for everybody listening. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Well, we're rid of Tim Matthews. Matthew Lawrence is with me. We're live here at the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. They're our host for the week, and what a gorgeous place it is. Matthew Lawrence, star of stage, screen, television, Beverly Hills 90210, Eddie and the Cruisers.
St. Elmo's Fire, Saturday Night Live. There's too much stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're here to talk about golf.
Nah, let's don't talk about golf. We don't have anybody to talk to.
I'm a plus three handicap.
And he's a lying second. Anyway, we don't have anybody with us that knows anything about golf. Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, we do.
No, yeah, we do. Yeah. The guy who won the Players' Championship twice in March won the PGA Championship at Riviera.
I wanted to say this to Elk. I was there.
You were there.
All 4 days.
Steve Elk.
You were there in 95?
I was there in 95, Elk. Peter Jacobson is a very close friend of mine. I was living in L.A., and that year, I spent a lot of time with Peter all 4 days and got to see your victory there. I was right at the 18th green you won that PGA.
It's funny you say that. My daughter, Annie, who was born in 1995 in April, she was, like 4 months old. And my wife, Lisa, was holding Annie on the putting green. You probably were standing up there next to Peter.
I was.
And she was so nervous that Peter said, "Give me Annie. You be nervous by yourself. You're about to shake the baby to death." So when I look back at the video, I see Lisa up there and Peter standing there holding Annie.
Oh, how great. I was somewhere right by Peter.
We've got to get that video
there,
so we can see you.
I know.
In the,
there's got to be film of that.
That's great.
That's the voice of Steve Elkington we're talking with right now. He is on his boat somewhere on a lake in Houston, Texas, fishing.
No, I'm in Jasper, Texas,
at
one of the great crappie fishing lakes with my good friend and crappie champion, Bill Fondren, who has a guide service up here. We're in a pontoon boat, and we're on about our fifth spot. We've got 22 or 23 in the boat. I just caught a real nice bass, about 3-pounder. So, mate, we're meat fishing today.
Well, there you go. You're not on the golf course.
Oh, boy.
So, Elk, I wanted to get you on here to talk to you about a couple of things. Number one, you know, you've got some secret golfers who are in this tournament, the Barbasol Championship, being contested here in Lexington, Kentucky, or Nicholasville, I should say, Nicholasville, Kentucky.
Same thing.
Yep. Same thing. But JT Poston, like we said, posted 11 birdies and one bogey yesterday for 10 under par, tees off at 2:15 this afternoon. Jason Duffner, who's another secret golfer, is, I believe, 4 under par and playing pretty doggone good. So you've got some of your players here.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting time of the year. You know, you've got the, of course, you've got the Open Championship going on over there where all the good players are, you know, there. And, of course, you have the Barbasol where you have a whole different sort of idea or a whole different attitude about what's going on. Jason Duffner, of course, major champion, won a lot of tournaments, is sort of outside looking in of the FedEx Cup 125. I think he's 127. And so, you know, he's playing down there to try to capture a few points to be all exempt for next year. And the young guys like JT Poston, who's freewheeling. You know, it's just an interesting time of the year. I'm really a bit of a rookie at this FedEx Cup point system. But as I watch our players and what they're doing, it really rewards people to play good all year. In other words, you get a guy like, Matthew Wolf came on, and it stops a guy from just having one great week. Of course, he won and he gets everything he deserves. But you've got to play good all year to gather these points up. Money doesn't mean much anymore. It's all points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah, you're absolutely right. He's 127.
In the interesting thing about this tournament, the Barbasol, is exactly as you said. It's not only there are guys like Duffner trying to get into the top 125. If you get in the top 150, you have conditional tour status. If you're in the top 200, then you don't have to go to the Corn Ferry Q School to get that. There's all kinds of things this whole field is kind of fighting for, as well as, you know, the first place check is 700 and something thousand.
It's not
so
a bad payday.
It's not a bad 4 days of work.
No, absolutely. Steve, you have any trouble there with the game warden? What is all that?
some of my hands here are trying to yell out to another guy to see where all the fish are at. They're all pointing down, as we know.
That's kind of cheating, though, isn't it, for them to tell you where? Aren't you supposed to find them?
No. Well, you know, we'll do whatever we can do to get him in the bucket.
Hey, buddy, I don't want to take you away from your fishing too long, but I did want to get you on here to talk about something that you've launched that's really cool. Tell our listeners a little bit
SG
about
SG Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, SG Tour app released, App Store. SG Tour stands for Secret Golf Tour, which is a gaming app experience that we built, and we launched it at Pebble Beach, which is live now. And people are really liking SG Tour app. It's you can go on there and you can gamble and, you know, bet against your friends on the PGA Tour. So I can go on the app right now. I can pick the amount of money I want to play for. I can pick the payout I like. I can invite you two to my game, and then I can pick my team, and it's on.
Wow.
Yeah, we're looking at it right now.
This is very cool.
So, Matthew.
Yeah, people are really enjoying it. It's, we have 1,000 people in there already this week. And if you want to get into it this weekend, I invented a really cool game that will open tonight called Moving Day Game. So, Moving Day Game, you'll be able to pick any four players tomorrow in the Open Championship that are going to move the most up the leaderboard. So, it's a peer-to-peer, which means that you are essentially inviting your friends to play against you. Secret Golf just takes an entry fee, and, people are loving it.
So it even has strategy in this thing, too. I'm looking at
I do all the flyovers for the course, so you can go in there and learn a lot about golf. the, you know, normally we have what we call putt predictor, which is a 3D green reading deal where we have the greens that they're putting on, and you can predict the putts as you see them on TV. I mean, there's a lot going on in there. Diane Knox, who's a friend of ours, of course,
yeah.
We have a media portal. She has a portal in there that she, we deliver that content from our tour players as they finish the round. They'll come in there and they'll talk. So, mate, you're getting all the cutting edge stuff. It's a whole new media portal.
Well, my first two thoughts on looking at it now. One, if Noxie's involved, I'm in. Okay,
oh,
number one,
absolutely.
Hello. Number two,
yeah.
I'm looking at you just hitting a shot on number one at Huey's par four, and I don't know if anybody's told you this, but you have a great swing.
It reminds me a lot of my swing.
No, it doesn't. Okay. You have a great swing.
We're both right-handed, Frank.
That's it. That's the similarity.
Frank has a really nice shoe game, though. So
yeah, you know, he does.
I do.
He does have a nice shoe
Brought
game.
To you by
yeah.
FootJoy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is really a neat app. So,
oh, it's beautiful.
So where can our listeners get it again?
App Store. Apple App Store under SG Tour. You know, there's going to be some games tonight. I think what's going to be fun when the cut's made tonight, of course, it's 7 hours ahead. We have a shot clock in there. So I'm really interested. This will be the first night that, or the first day tomorrow, we do a moving day game. So, you know, when you think about who's going to move the most on Saturday, sometimes it's not the leader, right? If the leader is like a Tommy Fleetwood or someone 7 under, he might not shoot 4 under tomorrow. Some of the guys, the strategic pick may be a guy that tees off at 7 o'clock in the morning, gets
oh, yeah.
out there early and shoots 4 under. So you've got to pick 4 players tomorrow to 4 under, 2 under, and they all combine to beat all the other players that you're going against. So it takes strategy, and I build it for golfers. It's a golf-centric app.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea, and it's really cool and neat, and I implore our listeners to go out there and download it. I mean, it's you can play for any amount of money you want to play for. I mean,
yep.
So
some of the times when I go to speak on entrepreneurship or why the internet is working for people and so on, there's always one question, and I'm sure it's in everyone's business, what problem does it solve? And in this case, the problem that it solves is all of us guys, we all go and we're all betting against one another all the time on the golf course, all the time in the locker room, getting, you know, pieces of paper and emails to one another. Who's going to have a pool? Well, I just took away all the paper. You can do it all right here on your cell phone.
Well, that's great. I'm going to talk about this on my show from the Barbasol today, and we'll get some people involved that way too, because this is fantastic.
Cool. Really
why cool. don't you two guys do this? Download the app, send me your emails so I can invite you, and we'll. How about we invite anyone? I'll open a show. I'll open a match tonight. Okay. We'll call it. What do you want to call it? We'll call it the Barbasol Classic, and us three will be in it. And any of the listeners that want to come in, they can join that game. We'll get them to – we'll figure out a way. It'll probably be send an email to their email to one of your guys to, you know, Twitter DM or something. That's how we did it the other day. And we'll add those people to the game.
Awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do that. I'm in.
Let's figure out how we'll do that offline. We'll get someone's email to send them to. And we'll get people to send in their email. We'll add them to the game. They can play us for tomorrow.
Great.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, this is neat stuff, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Where are we going to get together soon?
Well, you know, we are doing 3 more events this year on SG Tour. We're doing the playoffs, so we're going to do all 3 of those. So why don't we get together and do, you know, let's do the one of the playoffs and let's do it. Yeah,
play
let's
some
go
golf and then go to the tournament. That'd be fun.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do the radio and let's do the.
Yeah,
let's get people. Yeah,
we'll be at the BMW in Chicago.
Why don't we do that then?
Well, either there or the Tour Championship the next week in Atlanta. So, but we'll be there live all week at the BMW Championship too.
I like that one better because there's more players in the field, which means there's more people you can bet on. So that's what we should do.
Let's do that. Let's plan on it. We'll do it. We'll catch up offline.
Even when he's fishing, he's thinking.
Even when I'm fishing. So what we'll do is I'll talk to you offline, Frank, and let's do this today. I'll set up a moving day game, and we'll set up a place where they can send their emails. We'll have everyone in. We did this on a different show this week with the Rome show. We finished up at 150 people in the game. So it was like a $900 purse.
They've laid down the gauntlet now. We've got to get some folks, Matthew.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Cool. It'll be fun.
All right, we got to figure this one out. So let's do that. That sounds good. Hey, Elk, good fishing. Don't poach. 25 is the limit per man.
No poaching, mate. I'll be lucky if I get another five.
Hey, buddy, thanks for coming on the show, and it's always good to talk to you.
See you, Elk.
See you, mate. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Steve Elkin. He's the
pretty
best.
Cool.
That's a cool
That's
app.
Pretty cool. It
That's
really is.
That's a cool
is.
App.
Yeah.
But we had the headsets on, so we couldn't hear. But he's talking when you're doing the flyover. Elkington's hitting the shot and describing it, how you want to play it.
This is It's just amazing.
Oh, it's neat as you know what. So
yes, it is.
Yeah. That's the voice of Matthew Lawrence, who's co-hosting with me today. Thank you. I needed professional help.
Yes. Well, it's got nothing to do with the show.
From the clinic and the show.
Yes.
But we'll be right back. Let's take a quick break because when we come back, we're going to bring on the general manager and our host at the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa and let him tell us a little bit about, well, I'll give you a hint, Matthew. He's the guy who opened TPC the Marriott Sawgrass at TPC Sawgrass.
Oh, so he has some experience about doing this kind of thing, I guess.
Does, yeah. Okay. I think he knows all the shenanigans I used to pull down at Sawgrass, too, so it could be trouble. Anyway, you're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio, and we will be right back. Don't go anywhere. Where's that music? I'll have a margarita.
How shocking that that's what the music is for this show.
That's from Tin Cup.
I know, but it's also for this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's well, my point.
The Budweiser is so much more than just a breakfast drink. That has to be cut from the show. We can't run that today. But anyway, Frank Bassett and Matthew Lawrence with you live from the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa here in Lexington, Kentucky. We're here for the Barbasol Championship. Matthew Lawrence, who hosts Backspin Golf, and Matthew and Mikey on ESPN.
Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5
There
FM.
It is, here in Lexington, has been kind enough to come give me professional help during the show, and he's going to take me to the clinic afterwards, I
yes,
think, to get
correct.
Some help. You know,
it's all set up. They're ready for you.
Anyway, it's been fun so far. Tim Matthews joined us, but he's on his way to play with your friend Burton Gilliam,
yep.
Star of Blazing Saddles. They're playing golf today.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I'm not jealous
Elkington
at all.
It comes
really.
On the show, and he's on his boat with a cooler full of crappie.
Yeah.
22, I think he had already
yes.
in his boat.
Yeah.
So everybody else is out goofing off, and we're working.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. There are very few places, including some lake in Texas and some golf course in Texas, that I would rather be than the Marriott Griffin Gate. What do you think of that?
I agree with that. It's been 20 years since I've been here. And this place is pretty as it was 20 years ago. It's even prettier. It's lush. The golf course looks fabulous. The accommodations, they're our host hotel. They brought us in. Accommodations are great.
I'll tell you something.
They haven't thrown me
when
out yet.
When Reese Jones came in to redesign and fix the bunkers and landing areas around the greens 5 years ago, I'm thinking.
2015, I believe.
2000-something. I did an interview with him for Backspin Golf that was one of my favorite things I have done on that show. I mean, you can imagine sitting and talking to somebody like
yeah,
Reese Jones.
For
I mean,
sure.
and this golf course is spectacular. It's just spectacular.
It is. The whole place is spectacular.
Yes, it is.
We'll have someone from the spa that will be talking to us. But right now, we have Gary Gillespie, who is the
DSE.
DSE. We can't really say what he really does. The destination sales executive for the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa.
Yes,
welcome.
Sir. Thank
How
you
are
so
you,
much.
Buddy?
I'm doing well.
Good. You're looking good. You ready to go tee it up?
You know, I was out yesterday seeing all the pros come by, and I think I have my game figured out already. So
really?
Yeah.
Me too.
I know if I'm the only one that's riding the cart around, I'll be good to go. So if I reach that level.
If you're playing with anybody else, it's no good. But I like that thought.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about what you do here.
Well, I'm here to represent our hotel for all groups and our regional sales team and anybody that wants to come to our hotel, or even Lexington for that part. You know, what makes us unique, what makes us special, and, you know, we go to a lot of horse farms and, unfortunately, a lot of bourbon distilleries because
that's, yeah, it's,
our well, goal in life is thing. To rid the world of bourbon one bottle at a time. But we do a lot with, you know, bringing our customer out for a new experience. So we want them to experience what their customers will when they bring them down here. So love what I do, travel a lot, bring people from the East Coast, from the North Coast. If there is a North Coast, that's above Canada, right?
Yes, correct. So that'd be the Arctic Circle.
Yes, sir. But we bring them down here. So,
why not?
This, you know, Lexington's where the South begins, so anything northern of that is what we want to bring down.
It is. You know, I said earlier in the show, I don't think you were here yet, Matthew, that I jokingly said that Lexington, this area, Paris, Nicholsville, this whole area here, Griffin Gate, this is what God would have done if he'd had money, because this place is drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, the horse farms and the distilleries and the rolling countryside.
Yeah, we partner a lot with, you know, local distilleries and bring our master distillers out.
Saw that yesterday when I checked in. They offered me a drink right there in the
Well, lobby. Weren't you in heaven?
I was.
Yeah, he was. I think he came back two or three times. But
I never left.
I tried to check in three or four times, right? Yeah.
My key doesn't work. I kept coming back to the lobby. My key doesn't work. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've been here about 25 years. So when you was here 20 years ago, I was here.
Okay. I was here for Lexmark. Rented out most of the place here because they took us to the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
But we had a tournament on your golf course the day before the Oaks. We went to the Oaks on Friday and then, of course, the Derby on Saturday.
Yeah.
But I think I checked in on a Wednesday or Thursday. And
here all weekend.
It was great. Yeah.
We do a great job with our Lexmark partners as well and how they, you know, really have grown their business. And everything changes. I mean, you've seen a lot of changes here with our renovations, ballroom, guest rooms, additions to the property.
The mansion.
The mansion is...
Which beautiful.
Yeah, it went through a big renovation the last couple of years, but it's, you know, keeping up with the times. You have to keep uniquely local and uniquely Lexington.
Now, tell us real quick about that mansion, because it was, when I was here before, it was a restaurant, I believe.
Right. It was a restaurant. It was built back in the 1880s, and Coleman's were the original owners of the mansion, and it was their home. And
it's gorgeous.
Several owners through that point, you know, and... Huge farm here, it's cattle ranch, I believe, at that time, and but now we're custom space, so it's a catered space, weddings, corporate events, executive retreats, exclusive to just you and your organization. So it makes it a special venue. We have an outdoor patio associated with it. It's about a 3,000 square foot home, but it's a nice property to come in and treat yourself right. So
everything about this, for whatever your need is perfect. I actually. 2 years ago, in the ballroom right down there,
right.
Somewhere, or there. I don't know where I'm pointing there.
You'll get there.
I did. eventually.
Somewhere.
I did Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Lexington.
You did?
In that ballroom. That's correct.
Are you a good dancer?
I'm fantastic.
Did you win?
We have some video of it if you want to see it.
No, you don't want to do that.
I don't think. I'm Dane
Bramaged
enough.
That video.
I don't want to see that.
I've never seen a high kick as high as his.
Higher than Phil's?
It's the last thing I ever did in terms of dancing.
That groin pull is still bothering
still
you,
still bothering me.
Good gracious. We're talking with Gary Gillespie, who is the destination sales executive. He brings folks in from all over the world into the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. And they're our host this week. They're putting us up, the Golf Talk America show, and we're doing the show live from the 19th hole here at the off of the pro shop, right off of the putting green in the golf course here. So you play obviously a lot of golf.
Well, I'm more the entertainment value than actually playing golf, but I get out there a lot.
Well, see, that's Matthew and I, too. Well, Matthew's a good golfer. I just play at it.
So. I know how to manipulate rules a little bit to my favor, but
I have a tip for you, this is really good. When somebody asks you what you shot that day, nobody ever asks you how many holes you played, ever. So what I do is I'll play 14 holes, and I'll shoot 70.
Right.
And they ask you, what'd you shoot today? And I say 70. They never say, how many holes did you play? And they go, really, 70? Yeah, I shot 70. So feel free to use
I'll
that.
Use somehow, that somehow. I follow the same rule, but I usually get to where I hit that 70, 80.
And then you stop.
Well, so
after nine holes?
After the third hole, then I just have fun.
We're not talking David Duval here yesterday in the Open Championship.
Oh, boy.
So that was a mess.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so Matthew, in that thinking, obviously you've spent some time in Washington, D.C.
I have.
Okay, there you go. I thought that.
As well as state houses all over the country.
Yeah, me too.
I'm kind of a couple in Georgia. They bring me in to.
They brought me in too one time. Yeah. In Georgia, it was not fun. I didn't know the speed limit wasn't 88 and a 30. Well, whatever. Anyway.
Only when you're being watched.
So, Gary, what's going on? What's upcoming for you guys? What's the next big thing here at Griffin Gate?
Well, there's at the horse park, we have a lot of equine events that are coming up. So that is our next big season for us. We got some pony finals, hunter jumper events that are going on. There's at the Rolex Stadium, there's a hats off day. It's a fundraiser for that Rude and Riddle puts off for us.
Right.
And so we go out and we join them and help support non-for-profits. So they raise the money. All goes to an organization that helps with Old Friends, which is a retirement horse farm around here.
The best.
Yeah.
Old Friends is my favorite horse thing around here.
It's a retirement home for horses.
For horses.
Yeah. Keeneland is one of the best tracks in the world. It's right here. It is just a beautiful place.
It's here. And then, of course, next year we have the Breeders' Cup coming back to Keeneland. So we have Keeneland in October this year. It's first opening weekend, full weekend of October, and lasts for about 3 weeks. And I spend a lot of time out there, donate quite a bit of money personally, because you know, if you don't win, that's considered a donation.
I guess. It is.
It is a non-for-profit organization.
I like that. I like that. That works for me. I like that a lot. Well, Gary, I thank you so much for having us. I mean, we're having a great time here and looking forward to getting back out on the golf course, possibly tomorrow.
Well, I called our local weatherman and said, let's we need to cool it down a little bit. And he said, okay, we'll get it. So
he said, stay inside. Yeah. That's what he said.
Bring out the putter, bring out the putting hole. So you're good.
That's okay. Y'all have a lot of ice here, and I can live with that.
That's
so
awesome.
Anyway, Gary Gillespie, the Destination Sales Executive, and you can get him or contact him at griffingatemarriott.com. The website.
Correct.
And
call to the hotel, they'll find me.
Yeah. Thank you so much
for
joining us. We appreciate
it. Have a great day.
Thanks for having us. All right. We'll be right back in 1 second with more from the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. Oh, cut that music off. You hear
Seriously,
it again.
Every Frank,
time. Come on.
Really?
I can't help myself.
I mean,
that third margarita, and we're still doing the show. Okay, well, this is fun stuff. Hey, everybody, Matthew Lawrence and myself, we're back. Those are quick breaks since you don't have to hear commercials on PGAtour.com, which is pretty sweet for our listeners.
By the way,
yes.
Before we get to Ellen,
yes.
And I can't wait to do this.
I know.
If you are not haven't been listening to the Open Championship coverage on PGA Tour Radio, you're out of your mind.
It's good coverage.
It is so
good coverage.
Great. Driving over here, I'm listening to it. PGA Tour Radio is fantastic.
It is, and we like it a lot.
Yeah, well,
and PGAtour.com.
Yeah.
You know, our play-by-play team, by the way, we don't have over there this week Earl Forsey, who's our host always, and then we usually either have Mark McCumber or someone as our analyst,
right.
Big-time golfer as our analyst, and then we have Carney on the course. Mark Carnival,
my boy, my guy.
Knows, yeah. We have Doug Bell, Fred Albers, two of the very best.
Yes.
We have Mark, I need a Valium Zucchino because he gets so excited out there and screams into his microphone.
It's like
He's
a football game, too.
It is. Mark's so much fun. Our radio team is great.
They are.
Everybody
they're
that's
great.
On this team is, they're all professionals, but they like to have a lot of fun. We'll all be together in Memphis next week.
Oh.
But we're here at the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa with Ellen Barton, and she is the director of the spa. So she has more friends.
She's
in Lexington,
Kentucky. She is my new best friend, actually.
Everybody, well,
hi,
can
Ellen.
Can I get
hi,
a
guys.
So great to see you.
Hey,
thanks for having
thanks
me.
For joining us. Thanks for having us as your guest here this week. We really appreciate it. The place is absolutely, I'll say it over and over again, it's lovely. It's beautiful, and I haven't been into the spa yet, but I'm going to make it down that way and check it out before I get out of here and head to Memphis. We're going to have 95 degrees today, Matthew. Ellen, you know that. You're going to stay inside.
We have air conditioning in the spa.
Yeah. I might stay in the
thank
spa.
Thank goodness.
I might stay in the spa and skip the Barbasol
I
today.
Might skip my show from the Barbasol today.
You want me to
go
do your
hang.
Show for you?
That would be great, and I can go hang out with Ellen
absolutely.
In the spa.
Yeah, she'll be canceled tomorrow.
Thanks for that. I don't care. I really don't.
So, Ellen, tell us how you got into this role and how long you've been here.
Okay, I'm actually new to the spa world, and I'm new to this property. So
okay.
I started back in March. So I have a really long career in retail management, and was just ready to take those skills to a different industry. So I landed at the spa as the director. So, well, I mean, I've certainly received my fair share of spa treatments in the course of my life.
Your skin looks fabulous, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Dermaplaning.
Yeah, I need to do that. I mean,
you need a lot more than dermaplaning,
Kroger
my
bag.
Friend. Yes.
Let's put a big bag over this.
Well, I obviously, you've been, all the things you've done before, you've been fantastic at, because you're new at this stuff, and excuse me, you're the director of the spa at the Marriott Griffingate. Excuse me. So you must be pretty good at what you do.
Well, thank
you.
Yeah,
it's a pretty good spa.
Yeah,
from what yes. everyone says. So you came from the retail world.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're in the spa world.
Yes.
So, what I mean, do you have special deals going on in the spa for some of our listeners if they come here, or any kind of special events coming up?
Well, we actually have some services that would probably be of interest to some of your golfing.
Oh. Okay, yeah, that's what we want to hear.
Yes, absolutely. So I personally am not a golfer. I'm a runner, and runners, okay. like, we like to punish our bodies.
Mm-hmm. So do we as golfers.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
We punish ourselves before, during, and after yes. the round. Yes.
Absolutely. And, you know, golf is harder than it looks. I mean, you can definitely experience some overuse injuries and some muscle
yes.
Soreness through golf. So I firsthand understand the benefits of massage in recovery from athletic activities. So one thing I would recommend for golfers, we actually have an 80-minute integrated massage that incorporates deep tissue massage work as well as some stretching.
Okay.
It's also going to help to stretch your muscles and improve recovery time.
Boy, do I need this. I'm just sitting here as you're talking going, oh.
And it's an 80-minute service, so you've got an hour and a half. It's going to be very relaxing.
Oh, boy.
Our massage therapists are very skilled. They use trigger point therapy to help to
target.
Now,
what is trigger point therapy?
I can explain this.
Okay.
There are all kinds of trigger points in the body connected to the not only the skeletal system but the nervous system.
Okay.
That when those trigger points are hit, they affect not only the area that needs work, but your entire body.
So does it do something with inflammation too?
Did you buy that?
Sure.
You know what?
Seriously. Well said.
I thought it was real. Awesome.
Now, I played a lot of doctors on TV.
But I never did stay at Holiday Inn Express.
I did. I never played a trigger point massage therapist, but I still got it. I like to see if my acting stuff is still there.
That was really good. You had me at
actually,
hello.
That's probably pretty close to the truth, actually.
Yeah.
It's a lot like acupuncture, I think, mm-hmm. where you hit certain points and it works on the whole body.
So what do y'all do the hot stone
yes.
stuff here? Tell
we
me.
Actually incorporate hot stone into some of our massage services as well.
Wow. Okay. So facials and...
We don't apply hot stones to the face.
Frank.
No. I didn't mean hot stones to the face. I meant so you do facials also.
We do facials, yes. But what's really cool about our facials is, you know, you have your face, you're going to get a deep cleanse, nice exfoliation,
yeah.
maybe some extractions if you have some
some things.
Some congestion,
yeah, some
oil congestion.
Oh, good.
But then our as an added perk to our facial, you also receive a nice arm and shoulder massage.
Oh.
And our estheticians will use those warm stones.
So you can actually get
the best of both worlds. You can get a nice little massage and then a nice.
But if you'd like the hot stones on your
too.
Face, they can
I've
do that.
I've had people throw stones at me before.
That is not advised.
That's beside the point. So do you have to be a guest of the hotel?
No.
To come to the spa.
No, and actually what really makes our spa unique is that, of course, we are open 7 days a week, 8:30 a.m. till 8 p.m., so
wow.
you have a full day. But anyone that comes and schedules, books a service with our spa, whether they're a local guest or someone just coming in from out of town, you actually have full access to all of our, the pool, the hot tub, the sauna, and our fitness
Even
facility.
If you're not staying here.
Even if you're not staying, you have access to all those.
So you, what you can do
is fabulous too, by the way.
It is.
So
we indoor and outdoor. So we've
what
got
you can do is I live here. My
okay.
wife is here.
Okay.
For me, I could get my wife a spa treatment, say a facial or something in the spa, and she could kind of take, what do they call those, a staycation or whatever
it is. A staycation, a spa day.
She could take that day and get whatever I get her from the spa, but then hang out at the pool for a while. And
have lunch.
Have lunch. That's a great idea. Order room service. You'll get a glass or two of champagne while you're relaxing in the spa.
So
we really do like to make it.
She'll do that, definitely. And Frank will.
Absolutely. I mean, if it's.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's
and we actually, another thing that we might want to share with your listeners is we have spa memberships. So you can actually get a quarterly or an annual membership that allows you access to those facilities all the time.
Wow.
And you get a complimentary service each month.
Wow.
So it really keeps you in the habit of
you need to throw this out on your local show too.
I do. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Just had a little conversation with Craig.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Stop down. We'll give you some more membership information.
Okay.
There you go. Well, that's the voice of Ellen Barton. Ellen's the director of the spa here at the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort
and spa.
So thank you so much. Thank you for having us. We're really having a great time here.
And we have great air conditioning. If you are not up for this triple digit heat that we're going to have today, come down to the spa.
All right,
it's nice
hold
and cool.
I'm about to go sit outside for 3 hours this afternoon doing my show with a headset on.
These things get hot.
So this whole air I'm trying to get into a different frame
of mind.
Matthew,
I'll bring you some libation.
Yeah, sure.
From the Barbasol Hospitality Chalet.
It's perfect in here.
It is perfect.
And in the spa.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in the 19th hole here at the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. Talking with Ellen Barton. We've talked to several other folks from the Marriott here. And this place, again, you got to come see it, folks. And come play some golf. Go to the spa. Get the golf treatment in the spa, which would be good. I need it already with my aching back. And
whatever.
It's killing me. My back's killing me. I can't say enough. We're going to be back with more from the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio. I just want to listen to that.
Yeah,
I like that music.
Know, you have to have a margarita every time you hear this. So that's like... eight times we heard it?
Yeah, the show's going along really good.
Picture the armadillo running around.
The armadillo just still going. Click, click, click. That is from, we can't say what that's from because ASCAP will call me, so we're not going to say that. Anyway, Frank Bassett, Matthew Lawrence joining you back for the last segment of the show live from the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. And we saved the best interview for last because this is the man.
What if Ellen is standing right out there?
Gary's gone.
Okay.
Ellen's gone.
All right.
Okay. Craig's gone.
All right.
But they'll listen to the show and they'll hear
it.
Right.
They will.
So, like I said, we all of them are great interviews.
One of the best guests today.
But our favorite guest because he controls who gets to play this golf course.
Correct. I would agree with that.
So there you go. I mean, the spa's control. The general manager kind of controls it.
Everybody is important.
They are. They are. Okay. So, Colin Gooch. Hey, buddy.
How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for having us here.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
This is a blast to be here. Been fun. I should have taken some advice and not gone downtown last night, but we had fun.
Some great places downtown to eat.
Downtown is a $6 Uber ride from
Absolutely.
It's just you can get anywhere from this resort you want to go. So you play golf, you have a cocktail by the pool, take a shower, and downtown for dinner or have dinner here.
Absolutely.
In the hotel.
Awesome. Steakhouse.
Absolutely. That steakhouse is supposed to be pretty good here, too. I'll probably hit that tonight.
Well, I would think. Everything with this resort and spa is fantastic.
It's all pretty good.
It's all prime beef in there. Then you have to get the bourbon butter cake for the dessert.
Oh.
It's the best dessert.
Excuse me, the what?
Bourbon butter cake.
Oh, Lord.
It's one.
What time's your show over tonight?
The best dessert in 10 years.
Oh, forget about as soon as I leave here, I'm getting some of that.
I hear you.
Tonight.
So Colin Gooch is the director of golf for this resort, and you also have memberships here, is my understanding. Well, not local and non-local, but whatever you have memberships available.
Yeah, we sell annual memberships, and then we have corporate memberships as well. Total, we have close to 100 members, mostly local, but we have some from live in the Ohio area who come down once a week or every other week, and then some other local corporations as well. we have a relationship with.
Well, certainly the course looks great. I mean, it's beautiful. It's a little warm out there right now to play. But,
it's okay. Just stay hydrated.
I do.
You remember, I meant the general public.
The Dean Martin of audio.
Last year at the Barbasol going on, we were evacuated from the golf course. The rain played havoc with us that week. So personally, as hot as it is, and you have to be careful, as long as it's not raining, I'm fine.
Yeah, me too.
Out on the golf course.
Absolutely.
You just keep hydrated. Drink a lot of water or Gatorade or whatever, and
Michelob
you're fine.
Ultra or whatever. Yeah, right. I mean, there's plenty of stations around there. There's some shade, too.
There's some shade out there.
Take a stop and walk around. But
so this is a Reese Jones golf course.
Yes.
And it was originally designed in
1981.
81. And
yes.
Then the redesign, he did his own redesign.
Yeah, he was luckily very excited, actually, to come back and see the property in 2015. We did a full bunker renovation. We put in the better Billy bunker system, which is state-of-the-art, which we're very happy about. So he was here. I was unfortunately not here yet when he was here.
I was
to
here.
Do that.
I was here. I did an interview with him. I was here. It was fantastic.
Ooh, yeah.
Fantastic.
He's a great designer, and it was nice to hear that he was excited to come back because it's been so long. You talk about bunker renovations. You know, we reduced the size about 20% of almost all of them, and then we got rid of a few, too, just to help playability. You know, that's kind of the name of the game anymore.
And the big thing for me, too, not how much better the bunkers are now, and they're perfect, is the runoff areas, and you now have ways to approach the hole that you didn't have on this golf course before he redesigned. Run-up, we're watching the Open Championship, different ways to get the ball on the green, and it makes it so much more enjoyable.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, most of the front sides of the green, you can just run the ball up. But if you miss it to the right or left, we have some closely mown areas. You have some options. You can hit a pitch
right.
or a chip, or you can do the bump and run with wood or whatever.
And I'm pretty good at all those, so it doesn't really matter.
Because you don't hit a lot of greens.
It's true, but it's no fun. I said this to Sebastian Munoz, the pro I played with in the Pro-Am on Wednesday. You're not having fun playing golf. You're hitting it 350 in the middle of the fairway. You hit a flip wedge in to 12 feet, and you make the. What fun is that? I want challenge.
That's fun.
I want to hit
afternoon.
From the rough. I want to be in a bunker. I don't want to hit the greens. It's too easy.
Yeah, but think of it this way: if you were to do that at the end of your round, you got $350,000 in your wallet, that would make it a little bit
more. No, well, if I were doing that, then maybe I'd approach it that way. But for me, no.
Yeah. Right.
No. Yeah. No, it's
amazing how far
we enjoy the game. It's fun. Everyone thinks, by the way, that all of us who do golf radio, including John Ashton, who's Those Weekend Golf Guys sitting here beside us, they think that we should be like plus one, plus two guys, handicaps. And it just doesn't work that way. It just doesn't.
Anybody that thinks that is a moron.
And
there are a lot of them, I will say that.
Thanks for calling our listeners morons. That's,
no, I don't mean your listeners. I would never say that.
God.
Anybody that thinks you're a plus one or a plus two because you do PGA Tour Radio, Golf Talk America, sorry, is a moron. I'm sorry.
That's true. I mean, everyone knows I'm a 25 handicap.
You're a sandbagger as well. World class.
I know. Anyway, we have fun. Colin Gooch is joining us from the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. He's the director of golf. And so you have a lot of events here. But what I'm looking at is the play isn't slow, which I watched yesterday. You get the people through here pretty well, and they're not being pushed very much, but you're not overloaded. You don't overload your tee times.
Yeah, we space them about 10 minutes out, and we have a good mix of golfers. You know, we have resort guests who stay here who are normally playing at that high-end golf course where they know that they're going to get it's going to be in good shape. They're going to get around quickly. Our members obviously like to play fast. We space the tee times out, and our pros considerably run around and make sure to check on things. We like to get people around 4 hours and 20 minutes or less.
I like that.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, the other good thing is one of the traditional courses, you know, everything's kind of centrally located. Number 1 tee, number 9 green, 10 tee, and 18 green are all kind of centrally located. That helps, too, when you're stopping, making the turn, grabbing something real quick, and just going.
Sure, and then you just jump in the pool when you finish.
Exactly.
That's exactly what
I would do. There's a pool bar down there, too. You can have like a mixed cocktail or something
even
like that.
Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. So what? How's your game?
It's not bad. I'm hurting a little bit. I was in Atlanta at TPC Sugarloaf last weekend playing in a 24-hour golf tournament to raise money for children's pediatric cancer.
Awesome. Good on you.
It's called Mason's 24 Straight. So my hands and my back are killing me. Can you imagine playing golf for 24 hours straight?
That's so great.
But my game, I actually got better.
On that golf course, too. That's not exactly the easiest golf course to go play.
It was fun. But yeah, my game's pretty good. I have, get out there with the members every once in a while. You know, it's kind of good to have, as our growing membership continues to thrive, your members like, hey, pro, let's go play. Let's go play nine or whatever. That's good.
That is good.
And I'm not expected to go out there and line up a big number, but it's just good to get out and see the course.
Well, it's got to be good for you to have your new GM that's come in here. He originally opened Marriott Sawgrass when I was living there in Sawgrass. So he knows a lot about the old days down in Ponte Vedra.
Yeah.
But it's great to have a golf-centric GM, and he loves golf, and that's got to be music to your ears.
Yeah, it's extremely helpful. You know, he's extremely supportive of the game and, obviously playing the game. It's funny, sometimes I'll be leaving work, and he's getting his clubs on a cart and going out and playing with he plays with some of the members as well. Yeah. And it's good to get the pulse, from them.
Sure.
He gets to know how their operation runs and stuff like that. And luckily, the members are extremely satisfied about what we're doing here, and we want to continue to improve and, throwing ideas off his head and, getting his input, things we want to continue to improve the operation, like a practice facility upgrade and things like that. It's very good.
Yeah. I like it here.
Yeah.
I could move here.
Yeah.
I like the Lexington area. I mean,
I live in Lexington, and I'm thinking of moving here.
If I could live here at Griffin Gate, I would. I mean, just to have the daily bed makeup service and new towels.
There's
and all that.
Yeah,
at
the spa. I'll go see Ellen.
Well, Colin,
best friend.
Yeah, you're going to the spa. I'm going to hang out with Colin because I need some pointers on my game. So Colin Gooch is the PGA professional here, director of golf at the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa, or I should say Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. Makes it sound better, and it's longer.
And it's what it's called.
Yeah. So what's up next? What's coming up through the summer for you? Any special events that are going to occur here?
On Labor Day, we host our PGA Hope event. It's helping our Patriots everywhere. It's part of it's the military charity of PGA Reach.
Right.
This will be our third year hosting that event. We do it on Labor Day, and you can find all the information on GriffinGateGolf.com.
Okay.
The last few, we've over $10,000 raised each year.
So great.
It's and we started small. I mean, we think we visualize going even higher than that this year. We're getting our outreach more with email blasts and things of that nature. And it's just, we're actually going to try to get some veterans to come play with some of the foursomes.
Great.
And things like that. It's just for a great cause. My granddad was in Korea and my brother was in the Naval Academy. I've always grown up with a lot of respect for the military and what they do for us. And, we've actually had at other properties I've worked, we've had veterans come out and we teach them for 3 days and we play golf with them and we have dinner with them and we hear their stories. So it's just one way to give back. It's just a fun event.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's for a great cause, too. We need to get Major Ed here, our good friend Major Ed Pulido.
Yep.
Have you met Major Ed, by the way?
I think so, yes. Oh, yeah.
You don't forget Major Ed when he hits the room. He's a piece of work. Let me ask you this. Do you know off the top of your head, what's the course record here?
2 hours and 48 minutes.
Okay.
No. David Toms has those two people.
No.
David Toms.
David Toms.
Had playing at the Barbasol.
Yeah, he shot 61 here in 1991.
LSU graduate.
And that was on July 4th, 1991, here at Griffin Gate.
61.
It was at the T.C. Jordan Tour Stop, which is what it was called. And then 2 days later, I believe Jack Ference shot 61. So they both had the course record.
So that
and
hasn't
the same
been
event
broken since?
Has not been broken since.
No, so you can go out this afternoon and shoot 60, and you'll have the course record.
What am I going to do on the back? Okay, there you go. Of course. Anyway, again, Colin, thank you. We tried to make this happen last year, and it didn't work out, but this year it has, and boy, we're having a ton of fun here with you guys.
It's great having you. Yeah, we'll make this a stop every year.
Oh, we'd love
for
to.
Sure.
Absolutely love to do it. I'm sorry that I can't get out and play with you guys today. I have to go over to the tournament, but I'm going to try to get on the course tomorrow afternoon And
well, our superintendent, or director of grounds, I should say, Zach Newell, he's done a great job this year. The you know, it's been very hot, you know, a lot of rain, but the course is in really good shape. You'll like it.
It looks, it's plush.
Yeah.
The whole area is plush.
He'll change that. Do you have a divot team that?
Well, there's two sand bottles in the cart. We'll load up the basket with a couple more sand bottles.
I'm not like some of those guys who, before they come in on 18, they go, oops, and they dump the sand bottle out so they won't get caught. You know, I've seen people do that. No, I take care of the golf courses. Colin Gooch, man, you're the best. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me as well, yeah.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys will see each other. You're going to come out to the tournament?
Yes.
Tomorrow? Or, okay. So.
Cool.
You got to grab him, throw him on your show tomorrow.
Don't tell me what I should do
you
with
should
my
do
show.
That.
Okay?
You should do that.
I don't do that with your show.
Yes, you
don't
do.
Tell me.
Yes,
yeah,
you
I do, actually.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Anyway, we're having a great time, but we're going to go watch some golf at the Barbasol Championship this afternoon. And thanks to each and every one of you for listening to the show. We really appreciate you listening to Golf Talk America on PGA Tour Radio, PGAtour.com. Tune in, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and everywhere else Golf Talk America can be heard. Thanks to the Lexington Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa. And we'll be back live again tomorrow from this very spot. So tune in again. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.